I was going after the big brass ring. I was going after something where I could make a difference. This was so important. And so I didn't have time to follow up on all the details because I was getting busy going after something so important. Well, I'll tell you that I started coming home, and even though I didn't have a chance to follow up on the connections I was trying to make or take them to the movies anymore, take them to the diners, the resiliency and the joy and the laughter of the kids was always there. I remember in the heat of the election, they would tease me and chant things when I came home. One night I came home and they all had my lawn signs up and they gave me a little parade as I walked into the building, shaking the dozen or two lawn signs at me. And I felt so proud and I did a funny walk, and then all of a sudden I scratched my head and I wondered to myself, where did they get these lawn signs from? Somebody's lawn is kind of naked now. Well, I got elected mayor. I won a big victory. And now I was mayor-elect, getting calls from presidential candidates, getting calls from around the country. I was important, and I had an important mission. I was running after that mission. Violent crime in my city at the time was spiking up, and I was on a mission to stop it. Every time there was a shooting in my city, whether it was 2 in the afternoon or 2 o'clock at night, I was there. Standing around with people, I would charge to them and say, this is not who we are. We're Newark, New Jersey. We're better than this. We're stronger than this. Like a pastor in a church, I was giving testimony to everybody of who we were. And I was the mayor, so important. People wanted to hear what I had to say. People would come out of their buildings to talk to me, and I would try to cater to them and encourage them. Press would meet me on the corners and they would interview me because I was so important. And I'll never forget, 1 month into my time as mayor, I, I,